Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about a very important topic, and that is the importance of making peace between people. This is a topic that has been alluded to in many places in the Holy Quran. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. The verily, the faithful are indeed brothers. فَاسْلَهُ بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. So therefore, make peace between your brothers and be wary of Allah so that you may receive His mercy. Right? So making peace between two people, two believers, is a virtue and has been praised in the Holy Quran. In another verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following, there is no good in much of their secret talks, excepting him who enjoins charity and what is right or reconciliation between people. And whoever does that, seeking Allah's pleasure, soon we shall give him a great reward. Right? So this is a virtue which has been praised in the Holy Quran and has been promised a great reward. In this hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about this virtue. He says, shall I inform you of something that holds a higher status than fasting, praying, and giving charity? Then the Prophet answered by saying, making peace between people, for verily sowing dissension between people is indeed calamitous. It's a very bad thing. Dissension, fitna, we say in Arabic or in Persian, this is something very bad. Fasad, corruption, strife between people, right? Sowing it. Conversely, making peace between people, you know, it has a great reward and it has a great repercussion both in this world and in the hereafter. In the same vein, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, a charitable act most loved by Allah is reconciling between people if they have fallen out, and bringing them together when they have become distant from one another. Because, you know, unity, the unity of Islamic society is something very important, you know. It is the means by means of which we secure the continuation and the subsistence of the Islamic nation. And in all the problems that we are seeing today in the Islamic world, all of this stems from, or at least one of the problems that this stems from, is the lack of unity that Muslims have with one another. Perhaps this is the reason why Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following to one of his companions, Al-Mufaddal. He said, if you see two people from amongst our followers, Shia, fighting over property or the like, use my money to settle the dispute. This is an interesting hadith. Even the Imam even gives permission to use the money, his own money, or the Baytul Mal, or the money which is the right of the Imam himself. He says he gives him permission, his companion, to use it to make peace between people. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the importance of making peace between people in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma
وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.